And latest reports from the situation on the ground in Iraq indicate that the army is gaining ground in its fight against the ISIL insurgents. Gains against insurgents have been made in and around the flashpoint cities of Kirkuk and Tikrit. The army says a large number of insurgents have been killed in ongoing clashes northwest of Tikrit. Scores of vehicles containing weapons belonging to the ISIL have also been destroyed in Tikrit as well as in Kirkuk. Also, officials say a clash with the insurgents in the south has led to the seizure of scores of rockets. The clash occurred west of the port city of Basra and close to the border with Saudi Arabia. Meanwhile, the army says it has sent more reinforcements to the city of Samarra, north of the capital Baghdad, after retaking control of a main road connecting the two cities. My colleague Kaveh Taghvai tells us about some other developments in the past 24 hours.
Here we have a map. We're going to take a look at what's going on in terms of the situation on the ground. First, we're going to take a look at Samarra. You could see its distance to Baghdad. The army there says that its forces have taken control of the main road that's in control, and it's between the capital Baghdad and the holy city. Now, the troops have also gunned down an unspecified number of militants. They've also destroyed nearly a dozen of their vehicles there. The army has also retaken control of several areas around the city. Security forces have also attacked militant strongholds in several cities in the north and the west of the capital. Government troops say that they have killed around 80 ISIL militants in the central city of Hilla and in the northern city of Balad, which you can see there with the videos there. That particular video is located in Saladin province that you're looking at in terms of a recapture that happened on Monday. Continuing with this video, it's actually, this video is army warplanes that pounded multiple targets in the town of Beji. I'm sure you've heard this town. It's the country's largest oil refinery. The military says it is still in full control of this oil refinery in the town following heavy clashes with the militants. Now, military sources have repelled an attack on the refinery at dawn. Looking at Anbar province, the town of Qaim, it has also been targeted by an airstrike. It was captured by ISIL militants on Sunday. Now, a crossing point with Syria still remains in the hands of the Iraqi army. Some towns, as you see here, 1, 2, 3, 4 of them, are still in control of ISIL militants. These towns are Qaim, Rawa, Anna, Fallujah, and Tikrit, the last one that you see there. Heavy clashes have erupted between Iraqi forces and the ISIL inside the Bekr air base. This would be in the Yatreb district south of Tikrit. Now in Kirkuk, the video there is showing how militants have shot dead the head of the Kirkuk City Council in a drive-by attack. His name, Munir al-Khalfi, who was killed in his car on a road in the center of the northern Iraqi city. And his bodyguard was also wounded in this attack. Reports also say that the insurgents have seized an oil field near the city. That's significant. The ISIL insurgents have also destroyed, and this very significant, two Shia religious sites north of Mosul, Iraq's second largest city. Iraqi media sources say the Takfiri militants blew up the holy sites with explosive devices in two different villages. Now, hundreds of residents in Shari Khan and Kuba villages have fled their homes following the attacks. That's what we have as it happened on the ground there in Iraq.
To give us more insight on the situation in Iraq and the surge of the ISIL, we're now joined by Director of Center for Middle East Studies and Public Relations, Mr. Hisham Jaber, who's joining us via satellite from the Lebanese capital, Beirut. Mr. Jaber, welcome to the program. Let's jump right in. I'd like to get your assessment on how developments have been transpiring on the ground in Iraq.
And first of all, I am among the observers who were not surprised by what happened in Iraq. I think United States of America for 6 months is aware of the activities of ISIL, and it did not really seriously and help in any way the government of Iraq. America did destroy the Iraqi army for 10 years and did not allow Iraq to build up an army. So I was not surprised what happened. Of course, it was a big surprise for many observers, this advance. And now, and for 1 week, we have to agree and recognize that the Iraqi army did make a success on the field, but I call it tactical a success, not strategic success. The situation in Iraq is very dangerous. It threatened, you know, this terrorism organization who became out of control of the countries, and everybody knows who are the countries who did support them, and America is aware of this. Now they are out of control. They threaten the unity and the security in the whole region. Now, I think when they took some gates in the borders with the gate with the Jordan, it's very dangerous. And also, we do expect that they will move also to control the gate between Saudi Arabia and Iraq, which is very, very critical, in my opinion. Also, what is the role of America to face this, and what is the role of Iran? When we hear some countries, like Saudi Arabia, asking Iran not to interfere, really, it's you know, a strange position. Iran must protect, you know, Iraq. Iran and Iraq, there is history, geography, demography, common interest. There are, you know, trade, and Iraq is the backyard of Iran. Yet the Islamic Republic of Iran trying its best not to move, to interfere directly in Iraq, but must, in my opinion, protect the Iraqi, and what is this is the role expected from the Islamic Republic of Iran. On the other hand, we find the other countries who did support the terrorists and ISIL, you know, all making a political statement, and America is really in a very critical and political situation. And John Kerry, when he came to Iraq, he said that those terrorists may threaten the security, not only in the area, and threaten Europe. And he was supposed to know this. Partition of Iraq was planned by the Americans for a long time. Mr. Joe Biden, when he was senator in 2006, he did, you know, make a study saying that Iraq must be divided. You know, all of what we see now, it's really critical and dangerous and threaten the unity of Iraq. The only solution is to support the Iraqi people, the Iraqi government, and to have a new government, you know, which can minimize the damage, of course, with the cooperation,
right,
with Iran. And it's a must.